Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and once more it is my pleasure to introduce the four bright and brilliant competitors who are going to play Just a Minute this week. We have two of our regular players, Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo, and we welcome back two guests who've been with us and played the game with much success in the past, Sheila Hancock, who actually hasn't been with us for quite a while, but she's come back for this series, I'm pleased to say, and Tim Rice. Will you please welcome all four of them? Oh, well, Ian Messiter, who thought of the game, sits beside me. He keeps the score, and he also blows the whistle, which tells us when the 60th second is up. And as usual, I will ask our four competitors to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And we'll begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject that Ian's thought of is ballooning. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Ballooning. Well, the last time I went up in a balloon, funnily enough, was on the island of Corfu. And they had there this hot air balloon. I climbed into the basket and ascended up into the heaven by virtue of the fact it was blowing this warm stuff up through a kind of rather large Bunsen burner, it looked like to me. And up I ascended. And the funny thing was, we then started to drift towards Albania. Now, I was absolutely petrified because one could so easily have been shot down. And I was fearfully worried. Anyway, I said to the chap, I said, please put me down on terra firma once
again. Tim Rice has challenged you.
There were many faults, frankly, but I think it was the repetition of I said that really got me.
So you get a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of ballooning, and there are 28 seconds left, starting now.
Coincidentally, I also ballooned from Corfu over the Adriatic towards the country known as Albania, which I'm allowed to say because I haven't said it before. Ha ha.
And Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, I think deviation, because we're not concerned. We're concerned with ballooning, not with whether he deviated or not.
You said ha ha, clever Dick, didn't you?
Repeat.
And, yes, but you, Kenneth got in first with
Thank
his challenge.
Thank you very much. A very good
and
chairman,
also, the deviation also was a correct challenge. So, Kenneth, you get a point for a correct challenge, and you take the subject of ballooning, and there are 17 seconds left, starting now.
The only occasion this occurred to me was with one of those things that was sent up in the war to carry a net to stop them getting in to bomb us, you know, and...
Sheila Hancock challenge.
If he's talking about barrage balloons, they didn't carry a net.
I wasn't. That's why I said another. That's why I didn't mention barrage balloons.
Which balloons were they then?
They were specially put round aerodromes to stop any fighters getting near to the perimeter.
Which war was this, Kevin?
Which war? Yes. I still think it's devious. I really don't believe that. Anyway,
you're not there to discuss whether it's devious or not. You're supposed to stick to the rules of the game. We know what your verdict on everything. Who do you think you are? Sitting up there.
I'm the chairman, and I have to try and be fair and see justice done, which is a very difficult...
Try and be fair? Yeah, you've been trying to be fair for ages. You dyed your hair in the process. You see it. Try to be fair.
I don't know why you're clapping, because it's completely untrue.
Picking on me like that, that was perfectly horrible. I'm a stalwart. I've come all the way from Great Portland Street. Yeah. And what am I treated like? A load of rubbish.
A minute ago, I was the most marvellous chairman.
Yes, but Kenneth's a cult, aren't you, Kenneth?
I was a cult. I'm a cult figure. I am an enormous cult. I'm one of the biggest cults around here, I'll tell you. Great the way I'm treated. Great.
And of course,
am I to keep this subject?
Yes, because you're such
How
a cult
How many seconds
figure.
Have I got?
Five.
Right.
Ballooning. Starting now.
Up goes the balloon, they cry, in moments of panic, meaning, of course, that the button is pressed.
And, of course, whoever is speaking as the whistle is blown gains an extra point, and it was Kenneth Williams, and that was a popular reception, and it is no doubt he is in the lead at the end of that round, because very few people have got any points at the moment. Sheila Hancock, will you take the next round, which is hedonism, and will you tell us something? Do your best, Sheila. They'll all have the same difficulty as you, and there's a 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Well, I believe this is something to do with seeking pleasure, and I'm sure it originated with those dirty Greeks. They decided aesthetically that anything you enjoyed was good. So therefore, I suspect that sausages are hedonistic, or baked beans, or being on Just a Minute with Kenneth Williams, who is a cult. And indeed, for the people for whom he is that thing, it probably is hedonistic to have this feeling towards the said gentleman. However, I'm not sure that this is something that should be encouraged, because you should have bad times.
Hesitation. You were doing jolly well, Joe.
She was doing jolly well, and the subject she didn't want. In fact, she was so surprised, she asked me if I got it right.
Yes, exactly.
There are 18 seconds left for you, Derek, to tell us something about hedonism, starting now.
I live a totally hedonistic life, I'm happy to say. Every morning I rush out and grab the first bottle of champagne. What's the matter?
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Deviation. He is not hedonist. In fact, I know he is an altruist, and he has done many, many good things for society.
That's true, actually. Yes, I'm sorry. And I do. Quite right. Ken deserves a point.
Above the subject.
And so, therefore, he was deviating from the subject.
It could also be hedonistic as well.
No, he admitted he. I was right.
So, if he admits it, then I automatically have to give it back to you, even
though
I
disagree. You're redundant, Nick. You're redundant. We've made the decision ourselves.
He's completely
get on
redundant, isn't he? Why don't they pay him off, give him some money? Give him a few bobs.
Because if I wasn't here to be a butt for a lot of your humour, you wouldn't have the show you do have.
Yeah,
so,
right.
It's
right.
Too late to give him early retirement, isn't it, really?
I don't know why you laugh.
Straight into a van and on the way to the twilight home, I think.
It's not really fair. This image I have and all those people in far countries who hear our show have never even seen me. They think I'm a doddery
they
old thing falling on a wheelchair.
They
died blonde
hair.
Died hair.
That's what I hear.
Kenny, having given this entirely erroneous image of me between you and Derek Nimmo, we will now try and continue with Just a Minute with You Have 11 Seconds on Hedonism, starting now.
Hedonism means, of course, that person who is so devoted to the gratification of self that it outweighs all other considerations, so that in the end you have an almost decadent personality, often least the...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Well, that's what I was talking about. I'm a decadent personality. So why was I challenged before?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I withdraw.
So what is your challenge now?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, because he's given a different definition to the one that he gave before. I'm a very decadent person. He said that I wasn't. I am.
Last time, you generously gave it to Kenneth and said, no, he was right, so Kenneth should be generous on this occasion and give it to you, and you've got him with 1 second to go on hedonism, starting now.
I drink a bottle of whiskey every morning.
And at the end of that round, Kenneth is still in the lead, and Derek Nimmo is following, and then comes Tim Rice and Sheila Hancock. And Kenneth, will you take the next round, which is carrying on? 60 seconds will do, starting now.
I first did a carry-on in 1958. I never dreamed the time they were going to do so many. It was called Carry On, Sergeant, and was about people joining the army. In Carry On, Matron, I had to go into a doorway with Hattie Jakes, and the director said, grab her round her middle, and with your legs... keep the door firm. I said, well, alas, they're not what they were. He said, no, they never were much anyway. And she said, don't knock them, Gerald, because they're quite nice legs, as of course...
Derek Nimmo's chance.
Repetition of legs.
Your legs came in a bit too much there, I'm afraid, Kenneth. Right, so Derek has the correct challenge and the subject and a point, of course, and 8 seconds are left for carrying on, Derek, starting now.
Well, being a hedonist, one of the things about carrying on is you can do it so very disgracefully. I remember one morning sitting on...
Well, Derek Nimmo speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now equal in the lead with Kenneth Williams. And Tim Rice, will you take the next round? The subject, half-wits. Talk on that subject, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
It is quite incredible how many half-wits one comes across in life's tricky path. It is quite strange. staggering that man after woman after child appears to be slightly more dense than you expect them to. There are people who I would not cross the road to give the time of day to coin three or four clichés in one appalling phrase, who turn out, when one has traversed that rue, to be as thick as two short planks. Frankly, I am fed up to the back teeth, to my very incisors, with half-wits, and even people not as intelligent as half-wits, people who are quarter-wits, eighth-wits, 16th-wits, 32nd-wits, 64th-wits. I wonder sometimes how much longer one has...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Well, I did it to save him. He was asking for a challenge, you see.
Not at all. I was just getting to the thrust.
He couldn't have gone on dividing much more, could he?
Well, no, and he had repeated himself on more than one occasion.
Yes, I admit
so
that.
So give me one of the repeats he did.
Quite.
I know. I knew it, all right. But yes. I just wanted to make sure that... I have to be fair to...
They were very kind to me. Very
so,
kind.
Kenneth, you have a correct challenge, another point. 12 seconds are left on half-wits starting now.
Half-wits, of course. What many people don't realize, you see, is that they did have all of them once, but half were taken away. And consequently, they have now become half-wits. But we must always feel grateful.
Well, Kenneth Williams, who sometimes struggles with the points, as getting most of the points in this particular show, another one for speaking in The Whistle Went, and he's now in a commanding lead. And Derek Nimmo, will you take the next round? From half-wits, we move to wits. Will you tell us something on that subject in just a minute, starting now?
Yes, I think one of the wittiest people, probably one of the first recorded in history, was a chap who I will have to call because of the game.
Sheila Hancock challenged.
I think he said one twice then, didn't he? He said one of the wittiest people, one of the people I recall.
Yes.
You'll have to wait till it's played on the air, but I just suspect...
Well, the thing is, Sheila, we am inclined to sort of be a little bit generous and let them get
away. I'm not.
Oh, well. All right, so if you play it that way, I still have to be accurate according to the rules of the game and say, yes, you have a correct challenge, and 54 seconds are left for wits with you starting now.
Oh, I didn't think I was going to get it. I wasn't ready
yes,
then.
Hesitation.
Yes.
I'm always going.
Hesitate.
Absolutely right.
Derek's got it back. 53 seconds on wits. Derek starting now.
Two books he read with great affection. The Gospels and a Joke Collection.
Tim Rice, the challenge.
Well, the Gospels are four books on their own, so it can't just be two.
No, you they're said all bound two together. One you filched. Joseph and his technic and a dream go from. The Old Testament is all bound together with the Gospels.
No, we must be accurate here. The Gospels are four books. They're called the such. So, Derek, I think Tim's a correct challenge there.
It's a well-known poem.
You have 47 seconds on wits starting now.
I had a au pair boy called Wits who came from Holland. He was a delightful chap, a charming fellow. Unfortunately, his grasp of the English language was not that magnificent because he filed all my letters under D. When I asked him why he had done this foolish thing, he replied that D for dear sir was...
Derek, there's no challenge.
Two D's.
Yes, there were two D's there. So, Derek, you've got the subject back of wits, and there are 27 seconds for you, starting now.
I'm terribly sorry that I can't tell you about Philip Neri because he was the wittiest man alive. He was proclaimed a saint by holy wit. I managed to finish it after all this, but it's taken a very long time. Now, today, I would say that the wittiest man that I've ever met is Peter Ustinov. To sit down at his feet and listen to that great man expand and expound.
So, Derek Nimmo got a lot of points in that round, and he's now in the lead. And Sheila Hancock, will you take the next round? It is snoring. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Well, it's an unfortunate habit, I imagine, because I don't know whether I snore or not, and I don't think anybody probably does. It's...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
John Thor does.
Don't you know?
Well, John Thor's know whether you snore or not.
No, but I meant...
He's your husband. You sleep together, don't you?
I mean...
Well, he must know whether you snore or not.
I said it is disgusting. It's a family challenge. I mean, we don't want all this kind of thing dragged.
Well, if she's been married all these years and she doesn't, and husband doesn't know what I thought.
You blithering idiot. I mean, you don't know yourself if you smoke.
Sheila, I quite understood you, because I'm not a blithering idiot, I completely understood what you meant.
Right.
You do not know yourself unless someone tells you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brilliant. What a marvellous chairman. That's brilliant. Oh, that is absolutely brilliant.
So there are 52 seconds. You never know where it's coming from. But thank you, Kenneth, for that reassurance. Sheila, you still have the subject of snoring in 52 seconds starting now.
That is why when I nudge my husband in the rigs...
Actually, it's quite good in the rigs, because it suggests the sailor up in the rigging, you know. And being
what I meant, Ken. That's what I meant.
Yes, it's
when
brilliant.
We're sleeping in the rigs.
It's brilliant.
So, Derek, what is your challenge?
Well, hesitation.
Hesitation, because after the rigs
you
hesitate.
That's right, absolutely, yes.
So, Derek, you have 48 seconds to tell us something about snoring starting now.
So what a little skipping game I used to play. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man's snoring. And I used to up and bounce up and down.
Sheila Hancock.
Used to, twice.
Yes, used to.
Little game I used to play.
Little game
you
used to play.
Well done, yes. Jolly good chairman, I think. He listens well, doesn't he?
Did you notice, just to show you the point, what innocence he looked there to say, how dare you give it against me because I didn't do it. But you did do it, Derek. There are 40 seconds for Sheila. Back with snoring starting now.
What you have to do is to push the person over on their side, because it's only when lying on your back that you are apt to snore. Or get them to blow their nose or put a spoon on the bridge of...
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Yes, we had two oars.
She's always putting her oar in.
Yes, yeah. Putting her oar in. Putting her oar in.
We don't want too many oars on the Justin.
No, you can't have all those oars.
I thought you were allowed little words.
Well, you
were.
You did me for one.
Did I?
Yeah, you did me for one,
but,
you did.
There were so many oars there that Kenneth's challenge is allowed in the 28 seconds for you, Kenneth, to tell us something about snoring starting now.
It is a most abominable practice if it's being done by somebody else. Like all the things in this world, is this the other that you object to? Not your own smells, but theirs. Business in
Oh, I'm sorry, Sheila got in just before.
Deviation? What is he on about?
Sheila had a correct challenge because it wasn't to do with snoring. Sheila, 1 second on snoring, starting now.
My cat.
Were you going to let your cat snore, Sheila?
Yes, he goes sort of... it's a lovely, and he gets little bubbles on his nose.
I think that's what an elderly cat does when it can't purr.
No, doesn't he, Joe?
Anyway, at the end of the round, Derek Nimmer's still in the lead. Kenneth Williams is just behind him. Then comes Sheila Hancock and then Tim Rice. And Kenneth, your turn to begin. Louis XIV. Kenneth, will you tell us something about him starting now?
In the memoirs of Saint-Simon, he says Louis XIV arranged the most fabulous mass to be spoken for Madame de Montpensier. But at that...
Tim Rice, the chance.
Oh, hesitation.
No.
Oh, yes, dithering.
Okay, and that okay?
He didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He just was dithering.
Well, knowing Kenneth's erudition, I think he has got quite a few clues about what he's talking about.
He was nervous. And he'd
hesitated. No, I think he was giving a certain amount of dramatic effect, and he was not pausing, so he continues with 47 seconds on Louis XIV, starting now.
It was her death they were celebrating, and her entrails were encased in an urn upon a credence table, but inadequately...
Tim Rice has challenged again.
This has got nothing to do with Louis XIV. He's talking about some woman whose private parts were burnt on a table.
Louis XIV that ordered the service...
Well, this has not been made clear.
I will put it to the audience. Let you be the final arbiters. If you agree with Tim's challenge, then you cheer for Tim. If you disagree, you boo for Kenneth Williams, and you all do it together now. Kenneth, you've always got that audience with you. You continue with Louis XIV. 38 seconds, starting now.
And on another occasion, Louis XIV was told by his barber about the Duke of Vendôme receiving people while seated on the chaise per se. I don't have to enlighten you as to what that...
Sheila Hancock, a chance.
Deviation, he has to enlighten me. I dare you.
It's a commode.
Sheila, you interrupted, so he gets a point
for
that.
Yes, you interrupted most rudely.
I'm sorry.
Most rudely and unbecoming for a lady.
We shouldn't have women on this show.
No, you see, that's right. Out of her own mouth, you see. Out of her own mouth.
But when you interrupt, it's always very good value, Sheila, and we enjoyed your interruptions because it's...
Thank you,
everybody's
Nick.
Contribution is appreciated, and it gives éclat to the whole show. And there are 20 seconds left for Kenneth with his éclat to continue on Louis XIV starting now.
It was to Louis XIV that the remark is attributed, après moi la déluge, which is French for there'll be a load of rushing water.
Tim Rice, the challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
Well, he said something in French, then translated it. Obviously, he has repeated the same thing.
A very clever challenge, Tim, but
this
I'm
is
afraid
an international
we're
program
for a clever challenge. But you are—he doesn't—he has to repeat the words, and he hasn't repeated any word yet. And he has 8 seconds left on Louis XIV, starting now.
Louis XIV was most hospitable to the exiled royalists from England, and if you think of what those poor children went through.
Well, Kenneth Williams enjoys his historical subjects. He started with it and, in spite of many interruptions, finished with it. So, at the end of that round, he has now taken a very positive lead ahead of Derek Nimmo, and Sheila Hancock and Tim Rice follow in that order, and Tim begins the next round. It is the driving test. Will you tell us something about that, Tim, in just a minute, starting now?
I took my driving test in October 1962 as a mere broth of a boy, aged 17, and I participated in this stiff examination in the beautiful Sussex town of Chichester, near Angmering, by the sea. And the reason why I went all that way is because that said town is the flattest...
Derek Nimmo,
town. Traditional town.
Yes, you mentioned the word town.
In the town of Chichester, and then
over.
That said town.
So, Derek's got in with 37 seconds left on the driving test, starting now.
Well, of course, it was a long time ago since I took my driving test, and the fellow had to go in front with a red flag, I remember. And I found it very...
Tim Rice challenge.
Hesitation.
No, I don't think so, Tim. Not enough for a hesitation. 29 seconds still with you, Derek. The driving test starting now.
Well, I got away with my driving test rather like I got away with that challenge, which I thought was absolutely... What?
Tim challenged again.
Got away with, twice.
Yeah. So, Tim, you've got the driving test back with you, and 26 seconds starting now.
This town I was... Oh.
Derek never challenged. You've got the town back again, yes. 24 seconds. The driving test, Derek, starting now.
I took...
Yes, Tim.
Hesitation.
Yes, Tim. 23 seconds for you. The driving test, starting now.
It is extremely important when taking one's driving test to make sure that every part of your vehicle, be it a car or forklift truck or even double-decker bus...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of all.
There's too many oars there, I'm afraid.
All these oars you kept doing.
14 seconds for the driving test with you, Derek, starting now.
So I got into the
and,
seat...
And Tim Rice...
Oh, absolute hesitation.
No, I won't give it to you this time, no. Derek Nimmo still continues with 13 and a half seconds, starting now.
The man said, would you please do a three-point turn? So I counted on my fingers, one, two, and then the next one, and I did exactly what...
A Tim Rice challenge.
Two ones, one, two, and then the next one.
Yes, well done. It's just a battle between the two of them, really, isn't it? Six seconds are left on the driving test with Tim Rice starting now.
First, I...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, yes. So he's got you back at the game. 5 seconds, the driving test, Derek.
I backed into this bollard, and there was the most tremendous crash, and the policeman came round and said, "Can I see your license?" I brought out my pocket, and...
Well, that was a fun round. I think more points were scored in that round than any round of Just a Minute for many years. And Derek Nimmo has now taken the lead ahead of Kenneth Williams and Sheila Hancock. And Tim Rice are following a little way behind. And Derek, it is the last round, and it's your turn to begin. And the subject is locks, starting now.
There's a wonderful shop in St. James between Berry Brothers and Rugg and Lobbs, which is called locks. And I go there for my tiffers. You know, the things that you put on top of your head. And I always go to that particular establishment for a very good reason. Because when I go to church, I look down into my hat, and when I read, Lock Brothers...
Sheila Hancock.
There's an awful lot of whens I mean, one was all right, but if we're stuck for oars...
Yes, and we can't have too many whens. He did actually say go three times, but nobody spotted it.
Did he?
It.
Well,
yes,
when
but,
and go.
But he had when. No, you've got the when, 39 seconds. Sheila, with you on locks, starting now.
I was told a lovely story at Greenham Common last week about the lock on the main gate, which the women managed to remove, and they put a new one on, and when the big convoy came out, the men had lost the key to the new lock.
Tim Rice challenged.
I withdraw my challenge completely. It was a rare...
No, you were right. Two keys. You said key twice.
You're dead right.
Did I?
New key.
Take two. I knew there was something there, and I was groping for it. Yes.
But actually, you've withdrawn your challenge before you gave
a
correct...
It's a fatal
mistake. No, he hasn't. Don't you take it away from him. He's a guest. Haven't you got any...
But Sheila Hancock's a guest as well.
No, you shouldn't have women on the show. She's sick of herself. But it's great. This is a man's show. I mean, look at me. I stand for all that is most butch and masculine. People know that.
So do I. So do I.
Okay, I beg your pardon. I withdraw.
So, right... Tim Rice has withdrawn his challenge. 26 seconds left with Sheila on locks, starting now.
I am always losing my keys as well.
Tim Rice.
Repetition of key.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
She said key before, and you said keys that time. So it's all right, Sheila, you're still with it. On locks, 24 seconds, starting now.
Therefore, I have some problem in getting in through my locks, but I can manage to pick them with the odd hairpin, but a burglar couldn't, if any are listening at the moment. I have occasionally asked the policeman to get me in, which they do, you know, with a bit
Kenneth
of plastic.
Williams
had to get in.
Yes,
she's,
I know.
She was trying to get in too often there, wasn't she? So Kenneth Williams got in with 9 seconds to go in the last round. And he's got the subject of locks starting now.
As a child, my locks were golden, and people wanted to run through them barefoot. I allowed this, because as a child I was tolerant by nature and beautiful with it. And everyone said when they passed the pram, oh, what a lovely sight!
We were enjoying your locks so much, Ken, if we let you go a little beyond the 60 seconds.
His mum was about to buzz for deviation.
Let me tell you, first of all, that Sheila Hancock and Tim Rice came equal in third place, a number of points behind Kenneth Williams, but alas, he was 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, so he is our winner this week. We do hope you've enjoyed Just a Minute. And it only remains for me to say, on behalf of our panellists here, our regulars, Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo, our two guests, Sheila Hancock and Tim Rice, the inventor of the game, Ian Messiter, our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for listening, hope you've enjoyed it, and that you will want to tune in again when we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye. Thank you.